Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I was just reading the email that Josh sent last night. Good God, man. Were you at home at all this weekend?
For like 5 seconds. That's about it. Basically, from Friday until Sunday night, I did not even make it home. Yeah, it was jam-packed. We had so many sporting events to go to. I did make it down to Empower Field for the, I call it the Lionel Messi matchup against the Colorado Rapids. And that was one of the neatest events I've ever been to. You know, soccer in America is not that big of a deal just because the MLS is not as big as European football. But to see a European star like at the level that Lionel Messi is at is one of the craziest things I've actually experienced in life. Like, the funniest part about that entire actual match play, first of all, I got to see him score 2 goals, which was incredible.
Game winner, too.
And the game winner, which was right in front of me. I got seats for the second half that were 4 rows behind the goal. So it was unbelievable.
Messi, I love you.
I mean, kind of,
yeah.
I love you.
Yeah, but the funniest part was after the end of the game where I'm talking 30 people rushed the field and they were all kids. So I'm like, these guys aren't drunk fans that want to like get, you know, on the big screen.
Did you start kicking them away?
They did. They got tackled. I mean, these kids got
fantastic.
Tackled and booted. No. But they just wanted to start
kicking them back up into the stands.
He would have kicked them 18 rows. They just wanted a chance to see Messi, though. Yeah. And I'm like, that's cool to see these little tiny kids love him so much. And that's their one and only chance. Like, he'll probably never play in Colorado again.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. That's
I know it was touch
such
and go,
a big deal.
Right?
Oh, it
we
really
didn't know
was.
If he was coming or not.
We didn't know if he was in a play.
We went to a meeting down at Ball Arena on Friday, and that was the big question. Is he going to play? Is he going to play? They said he was booked on the plane, but that never means 100%, right?
No, he could totally, you know, make the trip and be like, hey, you know what, I'm not feeling. He's 38 years old. He's played for 20 years. I know, right? He's played for 20 years. But I guess the story was he's kind of trying to boot up to see if he wants to play in the World Cup, which is this summer. So he was kind of testing it out, and he looked unbelievable. Like, he still scored 2 goals. So that was neat, and it was awesome experience to be able to see that up close, because that'll probably be my only time. And then obviously Sunday I was at the Avs game, and that was electric. Like, the atmosphere there for game one of the playoffs against the Kings, it's second to none. Ball Arena crushes it every single time. The events they had leading up to there was so cool to see. They had face painting. They had Tyson Berry out there with
his
Chili Ones beer, and people were getting pictures with him. There was places to shoot the puck around.
Face painting. No.
Oh, there was. Okay, so this is so funny. I was in line with my girlfriend to go get her face painted because she is a, you know, 30 plus year old woman that saw that and was like, I want to get my face painted so bad. I want to sit there. And I was like, are we really? We want it? She's like, yes,
I want a hockey player on my face.
That's what, essentially, yes. Oh, and I was like, okay. And then we finally decided that the line was too long. I know. We finally decided that the line was too long, and it was like the game was about to start. I was like, hey, like, I want to be in there for
games. And you're like, hey, I don't want to spend $60 on having somebody paint your face.
To get your face painted. Yeah. And she was like, okay, fine.
Let's stop by Hobby Lobby on the way home. Yeah.
I'll do it myself.
I'll grab some acrylics, and we'll have a hell of a night.
We'll make it fun, make it kinky.
It was, well,
I'll paint your face later.
Katie.
With acrylics.
Yes,
exactly.
With acrylics. But the Avs got the W, obviously, and that was, I don't know. I live at Ball Arena. I love that place so much. And so the weekend flew by. I mean, seriously, it felt like I blinked, and I was like, oh, all right, we're getting ready and gearing up for Monday again. But those are the best weekends, right? Like, I love those ones where you're doing so much and having such a good time. We went down to downtown to celebrate the win after that and stayed at Jackson's for a little bit. Jackson's was hopping because the Rockies were also playing, and they
beat
won the series.
Dodgers. How did that happen?
They're the first team to win a series against the Dodgers this season. So that was exciting as well, because the Dodgers are just a powerhouse. Sunday, or this weekend, was sports mecca of the world in Denver,
really,
Colorado.
Was. Mm-hmm.
You had Messi,
fabulous.
Nikola Jokic crushing it against the Timberwolves. Shohei Ohtani was here with the Dodgers, and then McKinnon and McCarr are here with the Avs.
Well, like, the women's national team for soccer playing Japan, too. I mean, there were so many big games this weekend. So
everybody
was
in Denver, Colorado.
It was the cornhole competition in Westminster.
Yes!
Know, right? It was bumping!
I missed that one.
Yeah. Cup stacking was going on in Thornton.
Oh,
man,
darn it.
Nutty. You know, I had mentioned that we went down to Ball Arena on Friday after the show, because I don't know if a lot of people know this, but we're owned by Kroenke. We are a KSC radio station, so under the umbrella of the Nuggets and the Avs and the Mammoth and the Rapids, yada, yada. And the list goes on and on. So we were down there for a little hype event, which was a lot of fun. And then did you see what Big Rob did? Like, right in the middle, I think Joe Sakic was up there talking. And Big Rob and I were front row. I was really tapped into all the Avs talk, okay? Focused. And Big Rob's up there like a jackass, turning around, making faces at people and doing stuff. And then he started clapping about something and whipped around and knocked my Vinte Starbucks all over the ground.
Oh, no.
Right in front of Joe Sakic, and he couldn't stop looking at the big spill.
Oh. That's how front you row. Get the cap's attention?
Make an impression.
Throw coffee on the ground?
He looked at me like, what did I do? Yeah. Like, all the big shots are there from Ball Arena and everything.
You can just try and wave at them next time,
like,
you know, see if they
Jack
wave back.
Wagon.
Smelled good, though.
It smelled good, yeah.
Smelled great.
Oh,
so we took the table and shifted it to the right about 12 inches and just, like, covered up the spill. We're like, watch, somebody, you know, very important from the Nuggets or something comes out to speak next and they slip and fall. Ah! Aaron Gordon goes down. No! Oh.
And now I know why they talk about the radio people different within our company. They're it's like, you know, those radio
right?
people, you can't take them anywhere.
He's a jackass. All right, guys, coming up right around 6:25, we're going to be talking about rolling the lettuce, smoking the lettuce, whatever
we
do with the lettuce. Probably. It's a big day, right?
Oh, that's right. It sure is.
Katie's
like,
just talking
about
salads? We're just getting into it. Okay.
Yeah, we'll just talk about rolling the lettuce.
Lettuce wraps. Got it.
Lettuce wraps next for Jake and
Jay. Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Today's 420, you potheads.
It sure is.
Today's the day to get baked, stoned, faded, fried, toasted, couch locked.
There we go.
Blazed?
Yeah.
Zooted? Smoke a fatty?
Yeah.
A blunt? Mm-hmm. A doobie?
Wow.
A doink?
Got a whole list, huh?
A pinner? A spliff? I can go on and on. It's funny coming from the guy that has never smoked pot weed in his life.
You know all of it.
On and on. Okay. Which way do you pass it, Jer?
you can go
on and on.
Pass the doji to the left-hand side.
Go.
There you go.
You know.
Pretty tapped into the pot weed culture. Anyway, today's the day that you got to go touch grass, if you know what I mean. Smoke the lettuce.
Yeah.
87% of Americans support legalizing the pot weed in some way.
Yeah, as they should.
For medical and recreational use.
Absolutely.
It's funny that I'm playing Sublime because Katie was at the Sublime concert this weekend. Did you get high?
You know, the vibes were high. It was just,
the vibes were high,
know,
but were you?
It was a little cloud. I think everybody in that Red Rocks venue
nice little secondhand.
Was having a good time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone was happy. It was a good feeling all around.
Yeah.
Again, a little hazy, but still, the vibes were high.
That's,
it was great.
That's like when I went to the Snoop Dogg 311 concert there with Nick Nack many years ago. And it was like, there's no way. We were up pretty high, but there's no way you could even see the horizon.
No, exactly.
It was just smoke.
When they played this song in particular, you couldn't see three people in front of you. The vibes were so high. You know how I really knew is on the way home, we stopped at the gas station, and I got
one of
nachos, an egg salad sandwich, and some chocolate.
Hey, gas station egg salad sandwich.
So random.
What a combo.
That's a bad decision right there.
No, the Japanese egg salad sandwiches, like, they're trendy, and I've been wanting to try one. So I was planning on the nachos. I saw the egg salad sandwich, and you couldn't unconvince me. I was like, well, I'm getting both.
There you go.
So, yeah, that's how that happened. But that's how I knew. That's how I knew the vibes were super high out at Red Rocks
Soup
on Saturday
high.
Night, because it was just like, it was awesome.
Get your head in the clouds, huh?
Epic,
bro. Literally.
Epic, bro. C-Dot's doing something for pot weed day.
They are. Well, you know, they're warning you. You can get a DUI if you're driving high, too. So just be aware. Just like the alcohol variety of DUI. So if you're going to be downtown celebrating today, just make sure you plan ahead for the ride. And to help with that, they're actually offering some Uber credits today to get you around town if you're trying to be out and about. They want you to stay safe. So they're saying that if you do smoke the pot weed, as you say, Jeremy, that you're supposed to wait at least 6 hours before driving and 8 hours if you're taking it like the gummy variety. But just to be safe, If you're going to do it, just don't drive. I mean, that's the best way to do it, because the tests, even when they test you for doing it, they're so not accurate, you could get yourself into trouble. So yeah, the best piece of advice is to just, if you're going to partake, make sure you're not getting behind the wheel, because it's just safer for everybody. But today, they're definitely expecting to see a lot of people with the high vibes downtown. So
Yeah.
But
yeah, generally, aren't you just laying on the couch anyway?
No.
With your hand in a box
of
Cheez-Its.
That's the thing. I think that's the stigma, but as we're proving, people, it's not like that. That's a stigma for sure. And there's some of that, I imagine, especially if you're like over celebrating on a day like today, where it's just like the overconsumption of it. But people can, you know, get around day to day just fine usually.
Okay. Well, shout out to everybody going into work today with some spontaneous drug tests.
Well, no.
Shout out to all those companies doing rando drug tests today.
That's a jerk move feeling. If they're still
today's
doing all that, though.
Today's your day.
Come on. I hope they're not doing
today's
that.
Today's your day. Get after it. A bunch of little pee cups everywhere in the city today. Happy 420, you potheads. We like to start your Monday with a little segment we call PMI. It's a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting to start your day. Katie, you have the P today, don't you?
I sure do, and we're sure going to lift the spirits around here with this local story, because an Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office canine named Rex found a missing 7-year-old girl in just 12 minutes. All it took was the track, the scent of her shoes.
Must have
Isn't
been a
that
stinky
amazing?
Kid, huh?
Oh, it doesn't matter. She was found. That's the best story ever. She'd ran off from her family during a trip to the park. She was missing for 2 hours. Could you imagine those parents?
That's
I would
horrifying.
Be freaking out. I would not know what to do with myself. So thankfully, Deputy John Gray and his canine Rex, a 5-year-old black lab, got the call. And it's actually the first rescue for this team. This team of canine is made up of Rex, Bear, and Riley, and this is their first big rescue. They've been training for 16 months, but oh my gosh, as you can imagine, the parents were overcome with joy. The handlers were very excited for their dogs as well, like, okay, this training's paid off, but ultimately a 7-year-old little girl is safe because these dogs did their job and did it so well. And in this video that they showed, they show the officers bringing the little girl to the parents, and you also see little Rex, you know, as soon as they find the girl, he turns from, okay, I'm a cop dog, to now I'm a comforter.
I'm
and
a good
just,
boy
he
now.
He just starts
I'm
comforting this little girl. Like, we found you. You're going to be
so
okay.
Cute.
And it just, like, brings tears to your eyes, because it is so just overwhelming. So just
that's
a great
really
local
neat.
Story.
That's
yes.
A great
and
positive.
Thankfully, that little girl is okay, because the Rex and Company.
M's a good boy.
Let's go.
Extra
so,
treats for Rex.
Exactly. So
extra belly rubs.
You are a good boy.
He's a good boy. All right. What's the minus?
Well, even after a decade of breaking up, One Direction finds itself in the news again, because old bandmates Zayn Malik and Louis Tomlinson apparently spent the last like 8 months making a mini docuseries. Kind of trying to show that the band was coming back together. Now, that was kind of stopped in its tracks with the very unfortunate death of Liam Payne, but this docuseries was actually going to cover that and cover how this band was mending its relationship, because there was some tension there at the end of that. Well, apparently there's still tension, because Louis Tomlinson and Zayn Malik got into a huge altercation where it got physical. A slap was thrown, a little wrestle, some punches.
Yeah, no, it was a big deal.
It was a big deal.
Did you slap me, Zayn?
Yeah, that's probably Zayn how it
went down. Like a slapper.
Actually, Jeremy, they were British, so how do you say it?
Oh! Get off me.
Get off me. And so that docuseries was stopped in its traction. Even director Nicola Marsh posted and said, and there goes the last year of my work after this incident reported. It's done. That docuseries is not being made anymore. And now, with any hope of
Zayn.
Any type of reuniting of the band members, even after... you're having a blast.
I know.
Even after, I don't think that band is ever getting back together now. I mean, there's
so
just
either.
Too much going on now. A lot of slaps.
Zayn's
thrown.
A hothead. Like, he got into that altercation with Gigi Hadid's mom, allegedly. And so it's
he's
like,
kind
he's
of always
known.
Been the bad boy, though.
Yeah, he's known for being... Yeah. Aggressive.
My mom.
He was the first one to leave the band, and then after that, there was always tension. The tensions were high with him and everybody. Mm. They tried to mend that, especially.
I'd be mad too if my name was Zayn.
Oh, Zayn, stop!
Well, you'd think he'd mend it after the passing of one of the members, but no.
Like, that usually makes people
hates
really,
everybody.
Yeah, check
One Direction
themselves.
Is going one place, and it's down.
No,
never gonna mend
Zayn.
It.
Oh,
I know.
Did you want to do that entire story just for that final line? Did you write that out?
I was thinking about it for the last 20 minutes, yes.
In his pocket the
whole
time. The
only direction they're going
is down.
Oh, shame!
Jeremy's going to slap me after this.
You jackass. All right. What do I have for the eye? Oh, this is pretty good. This is for dads everywhere who love making time on road trips. We got to make time. There's a car company that has filed a patent for an in-vehicle toilet. And we're not talking the type of bathroom that you might see in larger vehicles like buses or camper vans. It's a toilet built into the passenger seat of a car or an SUV. The drawings have been leaked online, and it looks like it kind of just slides out from under your seat like a drawer. And then you do your thing, and then you slide it back in to be emptied later. Now, they're saying that there's heaters in it, which will evaporate your pee-pee and dry out your poo-poo, so it's easier to dispose of later. There's also a little exhaust fan included to take care of, you know, Katie's odors.
Wait.
With her chicken salad sandwich from a gas station.
Egg salad.
Egg salad.
Sure.
That's worse.
Whatever kind of salad it was from a gas
mayo,
station.
It's made with mayo, okay? It's different.
Ew. Wrong kind of sandwich.
Yeah, milk
bread. I guess
bread.
The toilet is also voice activated. I gotta poop! I gotta poop!
Weird.
Anyway, I think it would be pretty good if you got like a toddler in the car too that you're trying to potty train or whatever and then they can just... You know,
why not?
But I think it's going to be pretty darn beneficial for road trips. You can just do your business and keep on flying through I-80.
I was caught in traffic after the hockey game yesterday, and I almost used a water bottle. I mean, it was so bad. I had to go so bad. So that would come in handy.
I peed in a lunchbox once in my car.
Oh.
These are so weird.
That is interesting. You couldn't find
the
bottle?
You know, like one of those, they're like the softy bags, right?
Oh,
and then there was a plastic insert inside.
Still weird.
And I peed in it.
Oddly enough,
it was after Rocky's opening day.
Okay, see? That traffic, man. I-25 was
getting...
I was like in traffic. I was like, I gotta find
something.
I don't
even think you were stuck. I just think that was fun for you.
Honestly, I was into it. You have no idea.
He was 4 minutes from home.
I know, something you would just do to say you peed in a lunchbox.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. It's good to be a guy.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Well, biggest trending news of the day is probably the big sports weekend we had here in town. Avs won game one in their playoff series versus the Kings. Goalie Scott Wedgwood stood on his head with 24 saves in his playoff debut. How about that, Josh?
He played really well. Good analogy.
Did you just
stood on his head?
Nuggets won game one versus the Timber Puppies at Ball Arena. Key moment, a 12-2 run in the third quarter completely flipped the game. Minnesota led early, but Denver took control late for the W.
You watched the game, didn't you?
No, he didn't.
Rockies beat the Dodgers 4-3 in one game, followed up with a 9-6 win yesterday, powered by some home runs. That handed the Dodgers their first back-to-back losses of the season.
Did you guys know that?
Love to see that.
And then the Rapids. Ah, the Rapids. You know what? They lost 3-2 to Inter Miami on Saturday, but Messi was here. He did score two goals, including the game winner late. Played at Empowered Field instead of their usual Dick's Sporting Goods. But check this out, 75,824 fans showed up. Second biggest crowd in the MLS history. All part of the Rapids' 30th anniversary celebration.
And they crushed that, by the way.
I blacked out.
Everything this morning makes sense. You know, I understand. Why you've been the way you have this morning. It took you all day yesterday to get that together.
Yeah.
You know it. There's no
way.
There's way too much sports knowledge in what you just delivered.
Oh, man.
Crushed it.
I'm still shocked
from stood on his head.
Yeah, are you a little nauseous?
I don't think I ever recovered.
First playoff appearance by old
fully
Scotty.
From that. Okay.
It was.
Josh, now go. I'm sorry.
Nah, it's all right. Let's move on.
No, that was great. He said everything that needed to be said.
No more needs to be said.
We don't even need a sports
heck of a sports weekend.
Holy crap. And go Nuggets.
Go Nuggets. They're playing tonight.
I already covered the Nuggets.
I just didn't get to say it because I was
I got my Nuggets hoodie on today.
You do. I mean, my hoodie's better.
You do, too.
Congratulations on wearing a hoodie.
Oh, yeah, you do have the Sublime on it.
Mine's way better.
Look at us representing the Nuggets.
I got the Avs. Look, we got Nuggets and Avs. I like it.
Oh,
we love sports.
We
all right, so Madonna made a surprise appearance during Sabrina Carpenter's Coachella set on Friday night.
Yeah.
Then they sang Vogue and Like a Prayer together. And Josh made an observation that Madonna was dressed just like Sabrina Carpenter, and he said, Oh, honey, no.
I just think that time is maybe past for her. Honey,
no. Well, she can wear what she wants.
Yeah, she's an icon.
It's
she's
so
legend.
Funny that she already did this once with Britney and Christina. Remember, she came out and she tried to be the...
Guess who's back.
And then so it's just like very... I just felt like it was... I've seen this before, right? Yeah. This is like deja vu for me. Oh, here's yeah, little, this has happened.
Here's a little taste of Oh, Honey, No. Everyone must... It's fine. She sounds a little off.
She doesn't sound bad.
No.
That's enjoyable.
It goes on. She's a little flat.
It's flat. Definitely.
But I can see that getting the crowd at Coachella fired up.
I don't think
know?
Coachella is That's old cute. Enough to know who Madonna is, to be honest.
I know. They're like, is this on a TikTok? How do I know this song?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was taking a shower the other day, and I had my... Yeah. <There's a real. laughs> And I had Madonna going on my little playlist that I usually kick on my phone or my iPad while I'm in the shower because I'm like, I'm paying for music. I might as well use it.
Yeah.
So I was listening to Madonna and Nick Nack walked in. And first she looked at me. She was like, damn. And then second, she was like, are you listening to Madonna right now? I was like, as a matter of fact, I am. She's like, who are you?
Which Madonna did you go
Jim
with?
Jim to like a
it was
version.
Like a version.
It was 80s, yeah. So was it, yeah?
And then we've got the glass doors in the shower, and then I pressed myself up against the shower door. And
none of that ray of light stuff from the 90s. We're talking straight
garbage.
80s Madonna.
It's
okay.
80s Madonna is where it's at.
It's good to know.
Yeah. Then I, okay, never mind.
Hey, nope. Okay, yeah.
Not like a virgin no more.
Then she just shook her head and left. And then Bieber brought up Billie Eilish on stage, right?
First That's one cute. Lonely girl. It's so sweet.
If you're like, oh my God, Bieber. Hey, can you imagine both of those two up there?
It's the quietest conversation.
Hey, Bieber.
Oh, little baby Nana was so sad, though, because those are her two favorites.
But for Billie Eilish, like, people got to understand, she is... Like us, she had Bieber fever growing up. She made
did.
Videos
she
of herself at 12, 13 years old, being like, but way before fame.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I need to see Bieber. I love him so much. So, for her to live out her dream, being one less lonely girl, and having Hailey Bieber push her up onto stage.
Exactly. Pushing me, Hailey.
Exactly.
Stop pushing me.
And, well, and I just, the whole thing, like, him being at Coachella has, at least for me, I already love Justin Bieber, but I love him and his family even more.
Did you hear what Big Sean had to say about him, too?
Yep. I did not.
It was unbelievable. He brought Big Sean out, and like Big Sean basically just gave him massive praise on stage, saying like, everything you've been through, man, like you don't owe us fans anything anymore. You were taken advantage of. And then just gave him praise, and the crowd went nuts for
what
him.
What did little Sean have to say?
He didn't show up.
He agreed.
Yeah. No, was medium Sean
silently.
There as well?
But no, I do love his wife, Haley, even more after so this Coachella appearance. No, she's
she
was selling
she looked
her.
Good.
So she
I'd
was
push
part
myself
of the,
up against her shower door.
She was part of the influencer crowd at Coachella, too.
Really?
Because, well, she has her Rode Beauty products, and she's slinging those out there. But she just... Just like her and their son Jack, like I just love.
They're
them
a cute
so
little family.
Much.
They really are.
So it's very likable out
well,
there.
Well, let's flip things around and get kind of sad. Christina Applegate, the headline of this story says might not have tomorrow amid reported hospitalization. She's been in there for a couple days though, hasn't she?
Yeah,
with her battling her MS. They say this is a bad one this time around while she's in there.
No, it's just devastating to think that. She couldn't be with us for, you know, when I saw it, and you see on TMZ when they have those stories that have the picture of the celebrity or the artist, it takes you a second.
Like
immediately you have to see what's happening. And that's what
I'm
it
sick
was
of them
her.
Doing that too with TMZ. They put the same graphic up and the font and everything, colors.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, she passed away. And then it's like in the hospital, like
yeah,
in really
exactly.
small. I was like, oh,
yeah.
Got me.
No, you really have to look at the way they post it because they want to get you to click, right? Mm-hmm. So they're doing whatever they can. But devastating news even for her to be in the hospital because she's such a likable character in everything she does. So
the insider
sad.
Said that she is in rough shape right now. So.
So horrible. Let me give you one more thing, because this story's making the rounds this morning. A hot air balloon in Southern California. This pilot is being celebrated for his quick thinking when he had to make an emergency landing.
There were 13 people. Is that right? 13 people were uninjured. How do you get 13 people on a
hot air balloon?
It was a big old basket,
big
isn't
basket.
It? Man.
Anyway, it lost fuel, and he had to steer it, which, again, I didn't even know you could steer it, into somebody's backyard.
Did he just go, everybody blow left, go?
They pulled out notebooks, and they were fanning it. Here's some audio from one of the women on board, which is funny, and then the guy whose backyard that the balloon landed in.
Because at first I was like, oh, my gosh, we're in a backyard. Like, this is crazy.
I go and answer the door, and this guy's like, they just landed in your backyard. I'm like, what?
Good for him. He's a hero, you guys.
Yeah.
And how about that girl at the beginning?
No, it hurt my ear. I had to take.
This is crazy.
A backyard?
Yeah, that's not a basket in the backyard.
Oh, God.
Are they breathing in the gasoline or something?
High vibes there.
Do we have any other sports stuff?
No, you covered it. Dude, you crushed
it. You sure did. Pretty sports.
Awesome.
I do have this news about illegal Pete's. Did you hear if they said, hey, if you do something illegal, here, have a margarita. That's kind of what they're doing.
What?
They're a Colorado-based chain, in case you didn't know. But yeah, they said it. If you get a parking ticket, it can be an instant mood killer. So they say if you do get a parking ticket, come in, buy an adult size entree, and they're going to give you a free draft beer or a marg.
I got a DUI. Here's a marg.
Not a DUI. Again, parking ticket. So don't come in after you knocked off a bank or anything. Yeah. They're just saying if you get a parking ticket.
I murdered my wife. Can you give me that margarita?
I would really like. Look, I bought an entree, but it's something that they're doing. I just thought it was really neat.
Like, I just ran in my car into the lake with my wife and said, can I get a marg?
Jeremy, she's still in
that's
there.
That's not it. If you get a parking ticket.
Parking ticket.
Jeez.
I do love illegal Pete's.
And the reason the idea came out is because they have the longstanding sound check deal. So when you go to a concert or any kind of event, you can bring in that same day ticket stub, buy the entree, and you get the free house margarita or draft. So on the tail of that, they came up with this new one. And they're like, hey, because they're illegal Pete's, why not make fun with the name, right? So the parking ticket.
The marketing team there is having some fun.
I just thought it was kind of interesting. But again, don't do illegal stuff to get a free margarita, please. It is a parking ticket only. So just putting that out there. Okay. How about this one? Denver did it again. They sent out a text to an emergency to the entire city instead of just the localized spot that it was happening. So this happened after a robbery, and they'd ordered a shelter in place. And then once they were lifting that, they were trying to issue an all clear text. Well, they sent that all clear text to the entire city of Denver.
Who's running this?
It's exactly it. Because that's the second time this year.
Is this like some intern that's 19 years old? Like, sorry.
It made people panic so badly. And again, this was January 26th, I believe, when it happened at the Nuggets game. I was there. And if you can imagine the entire Ball Arena venue
getting that alert
on their phone at the same time, like people didn't know what to do for the first 10 seconds.
That one woman behind you was like
scary. It was like it was insane. So everyone was panicking. So the fact that this is the second time that this has happened, and let's not forget, we've already alluded to this, the fact that Denver was such a busy city this weekend.
People we were at Empower Field when it happened.
People were freaked out. Like, the fact that they thought something could be happening. And so Denver's had to come out and apologize, say, yeah, we're sorry, we accidentally sent that. But I think they're actually going to do an internal investigation now. Because, again, the second time just this year that this has happened. And I guess people have reported it's not the first time since that. So, pretty crazy, though. They better get on top of that. And then one more story here, because the Bears are out even earlier this year because of the warm winter that we had. So the reason this is making the news is Saturday night, somebody saw a bear climbing the steps at Manitou Incline.
They reached out to that person on an interview, and you know what they said?
Is that what that kind of figure? Yeah. You should see the picture. The guy is he's up above the bear. So he's, a few steps above it.
I'm a
and
bear.
You see the bear down here, but
I'm
you
hungry.
Just see
I'm
the back
bear.
Of the guy. But you can tell he's
God
terrified.
Forbid a bear wants to get his steps in.
I know, but
I mean,
still,
come on.
Like, they say that because it's, again, the first 3 weeks that a bear comes out of hibernation.
They're grumpy.
They're not grumpy. It's not even that. They're just
they're looking for porridge.
No, they're almost like in a daze where they don't eat a lot. They're like, they don't move a lot.
It's like 420 day for
everybody.
They're
coming out of the hibernation. So for the first 3 weeks, it's not really intense. But then after that, That's where they get hungry. That's where they have the appetite of a bear and everything. So they're saying that that is 3 weeks ahead of schedule. So right now is usually when the bears are just kind of getting out of the hibernation. Oh. But we're 3 weeks ahead, so they're looking for food right now. But yeah, the Manitou Incline, the picture again is crazy. If you want to go see it, it's all over the socials. But that guy looks like, all I have to do is outrun that bear.
That's right.
Up the Manitou Incline. Can you imagine any type of motivation that would be better than a bear chasing you up that incline?
I wouldn't want to do that. Oh, I would turn around and just try to fight the bear, I think.
You?
I would just fight the bear.
Would you fight the
bear?
Yeah,
I'm not going up the stairs. I'm like, well, bear, it's you and me.
Local radio
Guess we're
DJ
fighting.
Gets the best time ever on the Manitou
it's
Incline.
All right.
That
He's hungry and confused. I could totally kick that bear's booty.
Okay, just push him down the steps.
Yeah, you just give him a good shove. You Chuck Norris him right
and
in the
you're fine.
Right
and
in the throat
fine.
And down he goes. He's confused.
He's definitely confused.
I'm a confused bear.
There you go. There's your Mile High Hype.
There you go, everybody. Yes, indeed it is. It is the first one of the week. If you'd like to get in and play Fast Five and you've never played before, let's get some fresh meat on the line. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I'll get you in the studios to play Fast Five, all brought to you by our good partners over at Bally's Casino Blackhawk. Best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. We'll get you on the air, find out what you did over the weekend, and then I'll toss a category at you and start a 10-second timer. And within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. Got some fresh, fun ones today, so if you think you could pull this off, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I'll get you here in the studios. Give us some examples of ones we've done in the past, Katie.
All right. You've asked for things like five famous women named Pamela. You've also said, quick, five words that start and end with the letter T. The one that won it on Friday was Vanessa, who named five small dog breeds after we went through like seven people who needed a winner.
Yeah, that was a good one. So does this tickle your fancy? Does it tickle you anywhere? I don't know. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. If you get placed on hold, don't hang up. I see a lot of you calling in and just hanging up. Josh is in the next room trying to get everybody placed on hold, give you all the details. Now, what are we playing for this week?
Okay, it's a really good prize for families this week because you're going to score a four-pack of season passes to Illich's when you win Fast Five. Yay!
All right.
That's a good one. That's a really good prize this week.
Boy, weather's nice, just in time for summer. Yes. Ooh, that's a good one. That's real nice.
Yeah.
All right, guys, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. We'll get you here in the studios to play Fast Five. Looks like Josh is having an issue with a few of these. We can hop in and talk to Jamie. Hi, Jamie.
Good morning.
Good morning. What'd you do this weekend?
We moved everything back into our house because we got our floors redone.
Ooh, fancy. Ooh.
What kind of floors did you get?
Some luxury vinyl planks. We've been needing to do it for a while.
Somebody's bougie. Yeah,
luxury.
Luxury vinyl. Well, brag much. Jamie, you know what's funny is this weekend I quickly hopped on Instagram last night and I was looking at pictures of Josh hanging out at Mile High Stadium for the Rapids game.
Okay.
He was at the Avalanche game. He was out and about at bars with his girlfriend having a good time. I saw pictures of Katie living it up at the Sublime concert at Red Rocks. And I looked at my wife last night. I was like, you know what we did this weekend? We went carpet shopping.
Hey, adulting. Adulting.
Oh,
you can feel that, huh, Jamie? You feel that.
Jamie, it hurt.
Totally.
I was like, there's some great pictures of these two having a blast, and we were shopping for carpet this weekend. Oh, God.
We win. We win.
So, Jamie, I immediately left my family. I'm now single, and I'm ready to party.
Let's go.
Let's go, girl. Let's get out. All right, let's do some Fast Five with you. Let's talk about U.S. states. I need, in 10 seconds, five states with six letters in their name. Go.
Oh, my gosh. Six letters. Oh, that's a hard one. Alaska.
One. Hey, you got one.
Oh, man.
You got one.
Yay.
Oh, that's so difficult.
That's a hard one.
No, I'm coming in hot today.
That is a hard one.
Well, you can blame you can blame Josh. He came up with that one today. And the funny thing is, there's only five. So.
Oh.
You know what? I think we know Josh as well.
Well, you can punch him.
One of my daughters, her best friend, is related to Josh.
Well, would you look at that?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say something else.
I know.
Josh has been with every woman in the state.
No,
so.
No.
Jamie, thank you for calling. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye.
Jamie.
I'm not even joking. Every woman in Colorado Josh has been with.
No.
Hi, Liz.
That's not true.
Except my
Hello.
Sister. Hi. How are you? How was your weekend?
It was good.
Great. What'd you do?
Oh, my God. My daughter had a sleepover with a couple of friends.
Yeah? What's this note I have on my screen about designing shirts? Does that have to do with the sleepover?
Yeah, we did, like, some embellishments on just some generic kind of shirts.
Like puffy paints?
Like,
is that what we're talking about, like, back in the day?
Did you bedazzle them?
Oh, like we bedazzled and we put some bows and we put some chains.
Oh,
can you make a shirt for me to wear around that's all bedazzled and chained up?
Of course.
Up? Yeah.
You should have two
can.
Chains on it.
Two
and we
chains.
We could call them Jeremy Two Chains.
Jeremy Two Chains, Liz.
Jeremy Two Chains. We can do that.
All right. But I want the chains like right where my nipples are.
Oh,
all right,
so and you just made it weird. Thanks, Jeremy.
That'll be great.
I know, right?
We can make chain tassels.
Oh,
thank you.
Little tassels.
Thank you.
You know him. You know him, Liz.
I'm into it, Liz. I'm into it. All right, let's do some Fast Five. Let's talk about an actress. You can give me any movie or TV show that she's been in, okay?
I'm going to suck.
Well.
I don't watch TV.
Oh, she's been around for a long time. Any movies or TV shows featuring Christina Applegate? Go.
Married with Children.
Yep.
That Babysitter movie.
Yeah.
Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Yeah, that was it.
You anymore. Got to. You
that was
got
such
to.
A good movie, Liz.
I would have even done sequels
it
with.
Was.
Wasn't she in Anchorman 1 and
she
2?
She was in Anchorman 1 and 2. She's
Bad
also
Moms.
In that new one that was on Netflix with
that
the
was
girl
a good
who did
one.
Scooby-Doo. That was such a good show. What,
Vacation?
What was that called again?
I don't know. Liz, you didn't get it, darn it.
Ding dong dang it anyway.
Dead to Me is what you're thinking about.
Dead to Me. That's it. That's a
Liz,
good one.
You have a fun little Monday. Thanks for playing.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank
Bye,
you. Goodbye.
Liz.
And we got Keegan. Hi, Keegan.
Hi.
Hey.
What'd you do this weekend?
I slept in
yeah,
all weekend.
Did.
Yeah, how old are you?
Huh?
How old are you?
Over 18.
Okay.
18.
So
all
cute.
Right.
Sorry.
I don't
I'm over 18.
Whatever.
You let him play.
You slept in,
you
huh,
got
Keegan?
This.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you celebrating 420 day today?
Too young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could figure.
Yeah, come on.
I figured. All right, Keegan,
nice
in 10 seconds, give me five car brands that no longer exist. Go. Yeah.
I can't think of anything.
I can't either.
Mm-mm.
That no longer exists?
No, boy, there's a bunch of them.
Really?
Keegan, have a great day.
What?
Bye, Keegan.
What? Okay, Keegan, goodbye. Oh, all right.
Nice. All this right. is a baby.
Yeah, he's something. Hi, Monica. Monica, go
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hello,
hello.
Hi. Hello. Hello. You watched a lot
hello.
Of sports this
you
weekend?
You know... We did, and my children make me call every morning, and here we are.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey there, you little monsters. What are your kids' names?
Colton, Luke, and Weston.
Oh, you got a car full, don't you?
I got all the boys.
All the boys. That's a stinky car right there.
So stinky.
So
and they're,
stinky.
They really want these Elitch passes, so I'm gonna try my best for them.
Okay, this
I
would
bet
be perfect.
They do. Yeah. I know this is right up their alley. Your summer's gonna be set.
Ooh-wee. All right, so
fingers crossed.
What?
Go ahead. I'm not good at this, but I'm gonna try my best.
You're gonna, right. Exactly.
You might be. You got a bunch of kiddos. You're familiar with kids stuff. Now, only one per series, I guess I can say. Only one book per series. But in 10 seconds, okay, give me five well-known children's books. Go.
Goosebumps. Oh, my God. Brown Bear.
Uh-oh.
The Little Engine That Could. Three Little Pigs. Goldilocks.
Oh, no, you got three. You got three.
Well, thanks. Well, I'm sure you'll hear from us again this week, hopefully. Okay.
All right. Good
hopefully
night, Moon.
Hopefully we do. Oh, good night.
Good night, Moon.
Monica, have a nice day.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye. Any of the Harry Potter ones, right? The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
I just remember, I love you always.
The Giving Tree.
Always and forever. Do you remember I love you always and forever?
Oh, I
love
I know you
forever.
You do.
I like
Thank
you for
you.
Always. As long as I'm living, my baby, you'll be. Remember that? I love that book.
I read it
so
just
much.
Last night. Hi, Ben. Ben.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, dog.
What up, though?
My note says, stuff done around the house.
Okay.
Your weekend was about as exciting as mine, shopping for carpet, Ben.
Yeah, you know, laundry never ends.
Yeah, I know. What do I have for you? What do I have for you? What do I have for you? All right, I think Katie came up with this one. In 10 seconds, give me five reasons that you would give a speech. Go.
Funeral.
Yep.
Work.
Sure. Come on. Wedding, graduation.
There you go.
Proposal, even, really.
A proposal? Yeah. Just for the heck of it, just stand up. May I have everyone's attention?
I have something to say.
Gather round.
All right, Ben, we're going to let you go back to bed. See you later, Ben. Samantha's been holding the longest. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, good morning.
Well, good morning. Were you at the Rockies game this weekend?
I was.
Boy, heck of a weekend for the Rockies, right?
Yeah.
I know. Good for them. We're Dodgers fans, but it's okay. They need to win.
They handed those Dodgers their first back-to-back losses of the season, didn't
exactly.
they?
Exactly.
They did. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. They showed Hey Ohtani, didn't they, Jer?
Yeah, they sure did.
They sure did.
Shohei Ohtani. You bet they did.
They did. Good for the Rockies.
Yeah. I'm a big sports guy, so I'm pretty tapped into everything.
Yeah.
Did you hear his little update earlier? Like, man, we should have had a music bed and everything for that one.
Oh, no.
I got sound effects and everything. Samantha, do you have small children or children at all?
I do. I have one small child. She's 10. She just got out of the car. She's going to be so upset.
Oh, no.
She gets to hear it.
Well, Josh makes this a podcast, so you can go back later and replay it for her, okay?
Oh, perfect.
Only one per series. In 10 seconds, give us five well-known children's books and go.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Goosebumps, Brown Bear, Goodnight Moon.
You got four.
Web?
You got four before buzzer hits.
Oh, man, that buzzer.
Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
I didn't get Charlotte's Web at the end.
No, buzzer hit. Totally hit. Well, darn it.
Okay.
I guess your daughter didn't miss out on you winning.
No. She didn't.
Samantha,
That's
you have
okay.
a nice
Have a
nice
one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. Jessica. Jess. Jessica going three times.
I'm sorry?
Oh, there you go.
Hi.
What are you doing right now?
I'm parking right now.
Okay. Did you take a hunter safety course this weekend?
Ooh.
I'm going to. I'm taking my twin 14-year-old boys to that.
What a good idea.
Really smart.
I took one of those classes, yeah. That's good. Now I can hunt bear and elk. And deer, turkeys, and alligators.
Wait a minute. You
can't I can do it safely.
You can't hunt all those things.
Porcupine.
So. Wait.
Beaver.
Where are you going to find an alligator?
I go to Florida. You don't know me.
Okay. All right.
All right, Jess.
All right.
All right. You ready? I need you to
focus. Yeah, I'm ready.
I need you to focus.
Okay. Focus.
One per series. In 10 seconds, give me five well-known children's books. Go.
Clifford the Dog, Berenstain Bears.
Come on.
Harry Potter. What else? Monster at the End of the Book.
Yeah, you got four.
You got four.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Jessica, have a nice day.
Okay, bye, thank you.
Okay, bye.
See ya. Oh, man, we are getting so close. If
Eric.
Hey, what's up?
Who are you talking to?
My kids. I'm telling them to be quiet.
Good man. Who you got in the car? Give him a shout out.
I got Mackenzie and Asher with me.
Cute. Cute, cute, cute. All right, so you're probably familiar with children's books, right?
I'm fairly familiar, yes.
All right. In 10 seconds, sir, give me 5 candy bars that do not contain chocolate. Go.
It's terrible. You totally cooked me, Jeremy.
Right? Rude. That was such a stinker move. That's a hard one.
Laffy Taffy, Twizzlers.
I know, but still.
Those aren't candy bars.
Candy bars.
The Bit of Honey.
Bit of Honey, Payday, Paydays. Those would work.
Zagnut.
Payday.
See, you can't even name 5.
Sure, I just did.
No, Laffy Taffy's not a candy bar.
Oh, they come in those long ones. That's a candy bar. Not the little ones you get at Halloween, but
those
the long
are
ones.
Hard.
So you could do Payday, the Salted Nut Roll, the Zagnut, the Chico Stick, right? And the Big Hunk.
Oh, man.
The Big Hunk
you
is just nougat.
You did me dirty today, Jeremy.
Did I do you dirty?
Dirty.
You did.
Are you mad at me right now?
No, I had fun.
Okay, good.
I feel bad that I did that to you. I really do.
A little.
All right, let's play again.
Really?
I
give him another chance.
Everybody was expecting it, right? They were expecting the books.
Yes, everyone was. Like, that's what you do.
I don't want anyone to send me any hate mail. I'm going to let Aaron go again.
Are you okay?
I am. I'm in a good mood.
That makes me feel better.
It's Monday. Everybody's honestly all cranky and butthurt. I'm in a good mood.
Everyone's still asleep, it sounds like.
Eric, are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
10 seconds. I need 5 states. No, I need 5 well-known children's books. Go.
All right. Berenstain Bears, Harry Potter, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, The Very Hungry Caterpillar, Clifford the Big Red Dog, The Little Engine That Could.
You got 6, got my dude.
Yeah, yes, buddy. Eric, tell me to play the Winnie Win sound.
Yeah, let's hear the Winnie Win sound.
You got a whole quick car full of happy
you're lucky
people. I
you're
love
lucky
it.
I'm in a good mood today, Eric.
I am lucky. I appreciate it.
You're a good guy. All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and Josh is going to come back and tell you and your kiddos all about your prize. All right, buddy?
All right, sounds great. You guys have a good day.
Thanks, Eric. You too.
Bye.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
I was laughing with one of our callers for Fast 5 today because Josh had an awesome weekend, went to a couple sporting events, hung out with his sexy, sexy girlfriend, went to some bars downtown. Katie was out tearing it up at the Sublime concert.
Woo! Night 2 was perfect.
And I went carpet shopping, so. Oh, marriage.
We win, Josh. We
win. Oh, easy marriage.
Easily. Yeah. No, we definitely won the weekend because
I
had
make
so
some changes.
Much fun.
I got to leave Nicole, you guys.
Jeremy, Saturday into Sunday, I stayed up till 3 in the morning. 3 in the morning. That's when I usually wake up.
I learned all about nylon fibers.
Ooh. It felt so awesome.
I heard about pet stain technology.
I was like, I really am just living life, just grasping it by the horns and
I saw your Instas. I saw your Instagrammies.
Yeah. It was fabulous.
On your journey to become an influencer.
Well, you know.
You looked really, really happy.
I was really happy.
You looked really happy. It was beautiful views there.
It was the perfect night.
And you had the major contact high.
It was, the vibes were so high. The vibes were higher than your mother-in-law's cholesterol. I just want to point that out. The vibes were great. But I just want to, you know, it was a bucket list moment for me because to be not only out at the best venue in the whole world, but
planet.
To see my favorite band of all time and to be surrounded by like-minded people. I mean, first of all, I just want to say
stoned
I have
people?
Never been at Red Rocks when it was that busy. Okay. It was insanely packed. Like, so much so, somebody that I was going to meet there couldn't even find parking, not only at Red Rocks, but down in the town of Morrison.
Oh, they good were, luck finding any parking
they
down there.
They were, yeah, going to go park and then Uber their way up, and they couldn't even find that. So it was the busiest I had ever seen Red Rocks. And
did
so,
you say you had to get there crazy early and it was still there, full?
Well, because Sublime didn't even take the stage until 10 o'clock, and there were two openers on Saturday night, and 7 o'clock we showed up while the first opener was still performing, and all of the seats in general admission had been taken. The sides there by all the trees and everything were starting to fill up. And anyone who knows Red Rocks knows that you can kind of trickle in there about an hour before the headliner gets on and you should be okay. That was not the case Saturday night. And I don't know how it worked Friday night. I know Friday night was pretty busy as well, but Saturday night, it was like standing room only. It was just so packed. And so we made our way around the venue, and we looked at all the seats in general admission and couldn't find anything. So we started to look on the side spots where the trees are and the ledges where you can sit. And we finally found a place by the tree next to a ledge where the three of us could stand, and we were perfectly fine. There were two women in front of us on the left, and they were sitting on a blanket. And at that point, everyone was kind of looking at him like, you really think you can take up a surface area of a blanket for two of you? Like, that's not happening. And at one point, there was a woman who pushed her way into our territory and started screaming at everybody. She was like, I'm a mom. I'm a mom, and my children need to sit on the ground. You need to move out of the way. I'm a mom. And we're all looking at her because we're like, we're all moms.
Whoa, crazy lady.
I left my kid at home for this exact reason, so I didn't have to scream at people and tell them I was a mom. Like, what are you doing, lady, you know? And so she was causing quite the ruckus, so much so that my friend next to me looked at me and she's like, am I doing something wrong? And I was like, do you want me to stand next to her? And she's like, I do. And so I stand next to this woman and I just look at her. I was like, lady, we're all moms. I get it. Like, we want your kids to be safe. Like, let's go. Moms rock out. And so we, like, fist pumped, right? Like, we're everything's cool. Like, we're cool. Her children are sitting on the ground. Everything's cool.
Yeah, how old are these?
Kids are, like, 15. So they're teenage
children. They don't
care about them. So they're not small children.
They're not small children. One of them's holding the stuffed animal, but they're still teenagers.
Well,
they're still teenage children, okay? So after the last band before Sublime comes out, Pepper was on the stage, right? And so everybody, again, we are packed in, and these people in front of us have their blankets, and everybody's cool with it for a second. But when that band gets done and they're starting to wait for Sublime to come on stage, these two groups of people do the weirdest thing. These two groups of people, the two girls on the left, they stand up and they walk away and leave their blanket on the ground, thinking that their blanket is going to save their spot in a
room, what did they do, go
in
pee?
A venue full of people that have they don't know who you are. The mom with the two kids did the same thing, put a blanket down and walked away.
Well, they had to go get drinks and snacks.
But here's the thing. So they walk away, and there's two blankets on the ground. It is me and my friends, the front lines of this blanket, and the people behind us are pissed. We start hearing them. We're like, are they taking up the whole space for those blankets? Are those girls holding the place for those girls? Like, all of a sudden, they think we're with these people. And so I turn around and I tell the people behind me.
I'm a mom.
The people behind me, I'm like, we're not with them. Like, we're just standing here with you guys. Like, they just up and left. It's wild that they just left and nobody
was
their party.
So this was in between acts,
in between Pepper and Sublime taking the stage.
Was Salt there as well?
All right, no. Pepper was the name of the band.
Oh, okay.
So we're just standing there. And again, it is anarchy. It is starting to be anarchy behind us. Like, people are mad. They're like,
over a blanket?
Well, because they want to move up to that spot. Like, there's people behind me pushing to make their way
up. You can't just move mid-concert, though, can you?
You cannot get up and leave and expect a blanket to save your spot.
I don't like any of this. You can't save your spot with a blanket.
Did they come
back? And don't push your way through.
Well, again, here's the thing.
Did they come
back? They were gone for like 20 minutes.
Well, they had to pee.
Well, that's probably just the bathroom line, to be honest.
Again! One of you stays behind and saves your spot.
That's concert etiquette.
Everybody got up and
really?
Left. And
I've
there
never
was
heard that
just
before.
Blankets saving their spot. That doesn't count.
No, so that's GA what, concert etiquette
yes,
right there.
The general admission. If
two
you
people
have a
go,
seat,
one person
yeah,
stays
if
behind.
If you have a seat, that's fine. You can go and use the bathroom and your seat is
Did
saved.
You kick
but
the blanket?
This is general admission. Well, here's the thing.
You kick
the
blanket.
Person behind me, because, okay, so in front of them, there's like slivers of dirt where the blanket's not touching and people start standing there.
Oh, yeah.
So all of a sudden, people are now standing in front of me because they see a little area and I'm like,
hold on. You're like, I'm a mom.
I know. Well, I'm just like, people are going to start standing in front of me now. I'm not going to let that happen.
Why are so many people moving?
Because, Jeremy,
you're not allowed
this
to
place,
move.
Are you kidding
me? It's
between
acts.
Admission. It's
general
admission.
But you go back to your same spot.
No. Jeremy, you need okay.
You can't hey, remember,
listen
these people
to
were
the
all
story.
High.
You
can't
listen,
move.
Okay.
They, again, had, they were high and they had to go to the bathroom. It's no different than like wandering into Easter service at church and throwing a jacket down on the pew there and saving your spot.
No.
Wandering off to
Jeremy,
get your coffee.
This is Red
One's
Rocks,
a church venue.
The biggest show that Sublime has. You think you can put a blanket down and that's going to save your spot?
If you were
well,
there for
the
an
crowd,
hour and a half
okay.
beforehand,
Jeremy,
in that
we
spot.
Were there before that mom. And she elbowed her way up to try and get that space. And I'm going to tell you again, what? My friends and I were standing in front of this blanket, and it's not like we just immediately rolled up and took their spot.
Yeah.
It was because the people behind me finally said, if you don't move up, we're moving in front of you. And so I was like, you're not moving in front of me. So all of us moved up. I said, we need to save room for those two girls and crazy mom, just in case she wants to throw some bows. Like, let's save some spots for them.
But not
but
all
not
of it.
The whole surface area of a blanket for two people.
So did they
and
fold
so
the blanket up?
We tried to calm the crowd and just get everybody on the same page. And when those two girls came back.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
What happened?
The two girls were fine after a while. You could tell they were a little irritated at first. But once we explained to them, like, listen, like, those people were going to take your spot altogether. We talked them into letting you have a spot saved because y'all just left. Do you
was
not
this
know?
Their first concert ever?
Fight.
I said,
like, there was no fight?
You can't. No. But mom came back, Jeremy. I didn't get to mom yet.
Oh, there's
so
more?
So all of a sudden, you hear behind me because, again, me and my friends, we are front of line now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So behind me, all of a sudden, I hear, I'm a mom! I'm
oh,
a mom!
No.
My kids need to sit on the ground. My kids need to sit on the ground, blah, blah, blah. And I am about ready. And all of a sudden, I hear someone behind me start to rip into this mom. And then the whole crowd just starts ripping into the mom and telling her that she doesn't need her kids sitting on the ground. There's so many people in this concert. We are packed. I mean, it is elbow to elbow. And people are finally telling this mom, why'd you even bring your kids to Sublime? If you wanted them to sit, you should have bought reserved seating. This is general admission. So I didn't really have to say anything. But it was kind of intense for a moment. And it just brought up a great discussion. Like, what is the etiquette at Red Rocks when it comes to that? Someone stays behind and saves your spot if it's GA. You don't just get to put a blanket down and expect people to respect that. That's not it. That's not it,
no,
right?
It's the same thing at like
Someone
Fiddler's
stays
Green.
Behind.
Yeah.
What kind of blanket was it?
It was just like a fuzzy blanket. Like just a fuzzy blanket that you would like a throw blanket. You know what I mean?
So
just
if it's a heavy wool blanket, I think you're fine.
No, I don't think the size or the type of the blanket matters. I think it is complete etiquette when it comes to concerts. Because again, I'm supposed to stick up for this blanket party? Like, it's my job to fight the crowd and tell them, no, their blanket means they
no, you could have just...
The crowd was turning against me, thinking I was with blanket peeps. I wasn't with blanket peeps! That wasn't me! Like, I'm just trying to enjoy the show!
My carpet shopping doesn't seem so bad now, honestly.
Join you.
I'll be honest with you. It's nice and relaxing. That was no issues.
It
Do you have a picture
of
the blanket?
Show.
Can I see
it
a picture
out,
of the blanket?
It turned out to be a fabulous show, so just so you know.
Well, I think the biggest story of the weekend is that the playoffs are officially on. The Avs won game one of their playoff series versus the Kings, 2-1. Goalie Scott Wedgwood stood on his head, you guys, with 24 saves in his playoff
Good
debut.
Analogy.
None through that five hole, huh?
Blocked shots, physical play, playoff hockey at its finest, for sure. Playoffs started strong for the Nuggets, too. They won game one versus the Timber Puppies at Ball Arena.
Yeah.
Key moment, a 17-2 run in the third quarter definitely flipped the game.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Nicola.
Minnesota had a lead early, but Denver took control late. The W. It's all about absorbing the hits and taking the KO, right?
That's it. That's it.
Real good weekend for the Rockies, too. They beat the Dodgers 4-3 in one game and then followed up with a 9-6 win yesterday, powered by some home runs. That handed the Dodgers their first back-to-back losses of the season. Da-na-na-na-na-na.
There it is.
Wow, even the right sport.
And how about the Rapids? Even though they lost 3-2 to Inter-Miami on Saturday, Messi was in town, scoring two goals, including the game winner late.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they all showed up at Empowered Field. 75,824 fans, to be exact. The second biggest crowd in MLS history. I'm trying here. It's all part of the Rapids' 30th anniversary celebration.
Well, the Pids made it exciting, too. They scored two unanswered goals right before Messi closed it out, so it was a great game.
It was a lot of fun.
Dude, you crushed that. You did so good. Did that make
so
you throw
funny.
Up a little bit?
I blacked
talking?
Out for a minute.
I know. Like, do you even know the words that were coming out of your mouth? Like,
why was he standing on his head?
What happens in
it's
soccer?
It's a thing they do in hockey.
Yeah. I guess hockey.
I don't even know where I'm at right now. Can't even say MLS.
That was fun for all of us.
You're
I
struggling
want you to
a little
know.
Towards the end. That's okay, yeah, though.
It was good for me, too.
What else is going on? Oh, the biggest news of the day, the potweed day today.
Yeah.
It's 420, right, Katie Cat?
Absolutely.
You go get yourself some grass, some weed, some dope, some herb,
yes.
some ganja, some reefer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, you did this
some
one, too.
Some wacky tobacco, okay. A little giggle smoke, huh?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the chronic. Did I say that one already?
Yeah.
Some dank?
Yeah.
Did I say that one already?
No.
A blunt? A joint?
I don't know what
some
you
hash?
Said. Honestly,
a
I'm
dime
so...
bag?
I don't
little
know.
Little Maui Wowie? Some nug? Isn't that what Pauly Shore used to call it? Get some nug, buddy.
Diesel.
How are you celebrating today, Katie?
I don't know. I don't. It's a
probably
Monday.
Still got a contact high from
it's
the Sublime
exactly.
Concert.
It is a Monday, sir. I'm still recovering from Saturday. So, however,
no pot weed for you,
man. However, yeah. Everybody's celebrating though. Just be safe out there. Be safe.
Yeah. No driving.
It. No
get
driving.
You some zip.
Exactly.
Some wax.
You're still going, aren't you?
Got them all, guys.
Some skunk? Did you
the
say
loud.
Some skunk?
Gummies? Like, what does he miss?
The loud.
I think wacky tobacco is what... I always call it the pot weed.
You do.
This is that's funny from a thing. Guy who has never in his life smoked the pot weed. I've never done it, and I'm fine with it.
But yeah, well,
at
I mean,
this point, it's like, why?
It, you've made it
do
this far, it? And that's the thing. I don't think that that's something you need to do at this point. It's like getting a tattoo in your 50s. Why?
Oh, heavens no.
Like,
yeah.
Why?
Oh, heavens.
Heavens
you
no.
Know?
See, that would be more likely to get a tattoo than smoke the pot weed.
Yeah.
Did you see the guy that
to.
Got, like, all the Marvel characters up his arm or something? It was some sort of Guinness record.
Really?
He got, like, 60 tattoos or something. Oh, I don't have the story. Anyway, I can see getting He-Man, like a He-Man sleeve.
That was a random pot thing to do just there, though. Wasn't it? You're random. Oh, did you see the guy with
well,
the
you
tattoo?
You brought up tattoos.
No, I know, but, like, that was a high thing to do.
Here it is. A Marvel fan sets new Guinness record with 63 character tattoos. From Marvel, that's all I got.
Okay.
He stood on his head while he did it.
Totally fit.
Madonna made a surprise appearance during Sabrina Carpenter's Coachella set on Friday night. They sang a little Vogue, a little Like a Prayer, a little this, a little that. Josh was commenting on Madonna's outfit, and he said, oh, honey, no.
Yeah.
I just think that time has passed. That's all.
Oh, honey, no.
She was wearing the unitard that, you know, that Sabrina wears.
She looked all right.
She
was
wear
fine.
What
she was
wants,
fine.
Still rock it.
It's yeah. Yeah.
Oh honey, no.
It is shocking to me that that's who Sabrina decided to bring out, though. Of all
well,
the
I mean,
artists
two
out there,
legends. Yeah,
of all
both...
the artists out there
she's
looking to get back on. I know, but Mariah.
Well, Madonna's got the new album coming out.
I know, but somebody just a little bit more generation close to Sabrina's. Like, Zoe knows who
wow,
Mariah
ages.
Carey is.
She should have brought
I'm
out
just
Miley
saying.
Cyrus. Like,
maybe
that's...
bring out Miley. Yeah. Yeah, like, there are people that Sabrina could have brought out that would have hit more for week two of Coachella than Madonna.
Well,
and
right now,
opinion.
Miley Cyrus's cover of Like a Prayer is probably more famous than
yeah.
Madonna's Like a Prayer.
I got a little something, something. You want to hear it?
Oh, yeah. Please.
All right. Everyone must.
Just like a prayer, no choice, your voice can take me there.
Probably should hit rehearsal a little bit more.
Well, I just don't know if it's like the Coachella vibe.
It's not.
That energy that they have out there in
Were
the
people
desert.
Dancing?
Yeah, I just, I think it missed the mark on that.
Well,
but...
you can hear Take That Breath. I mean, Madonna, Madonna's trying there. She hasn't performed in a minute.
How old is Madonna? 67.
Well, yeah, I don't think any Gen Alpha person at Coachella right
Probably
now knows
not.
Who that is.
Yeah.
Which is too bad, because, I mean, just total icon and legend, right?
Totally.
I mean, yeah.
You think they'd know Mariah over Madonna?
Absolutely.
No, see, I disagree
Absolutely.
With that, too.
Absolutely.
The Coachella crowd doesn't
no,
know Mariah
they,
except
they
for All
too.
I Want.
They do, too.
Mariah's
they know
57.
Who Mariah
I mean, she's
is.
Pushing 60 as well.
I know here. She is, but they know who Mariah is. Like, that's the thing. Is Mariah's on TikTok way more than you see Madonna.
Yeah,
like,
but they
Mariah's
know her as the Christmas
music.
Lady.
No,
the
that's
Christmas
how you know
lady.
Her. Like, Mariah's music is on TikTok. The younger kids still listen to Mariah in a certain way, but Madonna, I just don't see the same thing. So, I don't know.
Was she standing on her head?
Maybe.
Sabrina was.
Maybe.
She looked good.
That's all I got. You got anything else local?
Oh, yeah. I've got some stuff because Illegal Pete's, they're a Colorado-based company, and they say, hey, if you get a parking ticket, we know that can be an instant mood killer. So if you get one, a parking ticket, come in, buy an adult-sized entree. We're going to give you a free draft beer or marg. How great is that? Like, do something illegal.
Makes
come
me
on in.
Get a ticket and go down there.
To Illegal Pete's. Yeah, but again, it is just if you get a parking ticket, so don't come down after you've knocked off a bank or something.
After
right?
you like, run your car into a lake with your wife inside.
Wow.
What
why?
If I crash my car into Illegal
what?
Pete's?
It's like... That,
just murder
though.
Your
Did
wife to get a burrito
no,
and a marg?
Like, I said rob a bank. I thought
well, you,
that was extreme.
Well,
you and
said
then
don't
you just
do anything
had to
bad.
Go on farther,
said,
huh?
Well, you run your car
you
into the lake
to murder your
Mr.
wife.
Mr. One Upper over like, here.
See,
he's well, like, hey,
unbuckle.
Hold my beer.
How do you do that? Yeah, that.
Hold my free margarita.
Oh my God, now, honey, I'm getting a marg.
Gosh. So, anyway. Illegal Pete's, that's what they're doing if you want to go check it out.
Great burritos.
How about this, though? Denver, the city of Denver, did it again. They sent out a text about an emergency to the entire city instead of just the localized spot that it was happening in. So this went down after a robbery, and they had to order a shelter in place, right? So they sent out the text to everybody in the area of the robbery, and then the mistake was sent when they tried to issue an all-clear text. So they sent that all-clear to everybody in Denver, and it really, again, freaked people out. This is the second time this year they've done this. I was at Ball Arena when they did it the first time. It was on January 26th when the Nuggets had a game, and I remember being in Ball Arena and seeing everyone getting an emergency text at the same time, especially in a big place like that.
Very scary.
It was terrifying. Nobody knew what to do for like the first 10 seconds, and that time it was a mistake as well. So, again, it's just like the city coming out and apologizing for it and everything, but people are like, wait a minute, what is happening? So it looks like there's going to be an investigation as to why this has occurred multiple times. But yeah, how freaky, right? Those emergency texts, they're so loud, they make the loudest sound and your whole phone shakes. Like, it
yeah,
is
they did the
alarming.
Whole thing, Katie, that happened to us at Empower Field. So yeah. Another massive 75,000 people there, phones going off, and all of us stop for 1 second and go, what's going on?
Yeah,
slide it in your front pocket.
Yeah,
I love this emergency.
More emergencies like this one. And also, this is the final story here, is the Bears out even earlier this year because of all the warm weather. Now, they usually don't wake up until now.
I thought you were talking about the football team.
No. The Bears out there in the Bears. You know mountains and whatnot. But no.
Look at
Gosh.
You hitting all the right
no.
sounds.
He gets one sports story
Bears.
And you think you're freaking
The Bears are out early
here?
This season because
like,
it's warm. Come on, fellas. Let's start training camp early.
Oh, man.
Different Bears.
If you came out and said OTAs are starting earlier this year, I might
Come
have
on,
lost
Bears,
it.
Let's like... go.
No, that wasn't it.
Bears.
But...
Different Bears. Can I still play this for Please. Your Bears story, though?
I whatever.
Keep going, Katie. Go.
No,
keep going.
Go, Katie.
No, just that. Be careful for oh. the Bears. They're out there.
That's it, huh?
There is one on the Manitou Incline,
Here
apparently.
The Bears are out. They're looking
they're
for
out.
Porridge.
The Bears are out even earlier. So that's what they're saying.
That made that story intense.
There
it
you
really
go.
Did. And that's it.
That's it.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
Okay.
Here's your Mile High Hype, guys.
You don't want to do anything else?
That's what I have. That's literally what I got.
That's all you're just so, done with the Bears, huh?
There you go.
People
Bye.
Everywhere now are wondering. High hype. People are wondering about the Bears story
oh,
now.
No, I told them the Bears. That's it. There was one on the incline Saturday night.
That's
Somebody
all you get. Okay.
I don't know what
Turn
more.
Turn the mic off.
No, it just kind of fizzled
okay.
out there.
All right.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
Yeah, that is the big question. Can you do it? Because she's pretty darn good. I think you had some W's last week, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Well, Vanessa made it through. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Whoop, whoop to you. So, Vanessa, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you?
I'm awesome.
Oh, yeah, you are. Come we on. Knew that already.
You know, I was so excited because I was messaging Katie this weekend because I went to my first sound bath, and I'm so excited that I got through.
Oh, that's great. We were just talking about that. So you ended up going, and you liked it, you said.
It was a little hard to, like, I was overthinking, and I was wondering, am I doing it right and trying to get it all? Like, am I feeling what I'm supposed to be feeling and whatever? But it all was fine.
What
it
did does. You feel during the sound bath? What were you feeling?
I did feel, you know, believe it or not, because I was a little, you know, I don't know. I was, like, kind of testing it. I think that I felt like, kind of like, you know, what do you get, like, when that comes over you, when you get the heebie-jeebies, or, like, you get the, like, you know, when you get, what is it, when you, like, your arm hairs raise? I don't know what to call it.
Like goosebumps, you know, or goosies.
Goosebumps, yeah.
And it's that energy, because when you're in that sound bath, it is about moving energy throughout your body. So, that's exactly. And I'm with you, though, Vanessa. It takes me a minute to get into that headspace, because I'm an overthinker, too, and you really have to be dialed in for it to work. So good for you for getting there.
I'd be laying there wanting my $100 back.
No.
I'd be thinking about it.
It was great. It was $20, man.
Yes,
$20.
Worth it.
I'm trying to remember how this all works. Do you, like, lay in water?
No, you just lay on the ground.
It's just
like
in
a,
the ground.
It's like a guided meditation.
Oh, that's what it is. I thought it was in water.
Next time I'm going to bring, like, other people are obviously more prepared. They had, like, you know, like the eye masks.
And a pillow.
And I peeked over. One guy had the blanket over his head. I'm like, oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to peek, Vanessa. You can't.
Yeah. I know. I'm a cheater.
Can you warm? Are you able to bring in, like, a box of Cheez-Its or anything and just lay there and eat Cheez-Its?
I think I'd be frowned upon, honestly.
Oh, well, too I'm out.
Loud crunches in the
extra
sound
extra toasty Cheez-Its get me into the zone. Gives me the goosies.
You bring some of those weirdo fake, what was that on the Fast Five today, Jeremy? Shame on you. Candy bars.
I know. Without chocolate.
Candy bars without chocolate. Chocolate.
That was not fair.
Well, I gave him another chance, didn't I? And he got the win.
No, did you?
I did.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I gave him another chance, and he got the win. So.
Good on you.
I was a good boy. Did I just give you goosebumps?
Yeah.
I got goosebumps, baby.
Yeah. All right, Vanessa, let's play this silly little game. I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions. Best out of five wins. Uh-huh. Ties go to Katie because she's a diva monster, okay?
Uh-huh.
She made up the rules.
She knows that's not true.
Katie, you want to say anything to old sound bath here before you leave the room?
Vanessa, I hope we can guide you to a win.
Love, joy, and gratitude, baby.
Yay.
Now, Vanessa, tell Katie to get the hell out of the studio.
Get the hell out of here, Katie.
Get out of here, Katie. No cheating.
Cheating.
She's going to go lay on the floor in the other room.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Hey, Vanessa, now that she's gone, was the sound bath kind of stupid?
Stupid. I just need another shot at it because I couldn't get out of my own head. But for $20, I'll do it again.
$20 is $20. Is what
right.
So it was stupid. Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you your first question for Katie Crush. We'll find out if you are right or wrong once we bring her back in the studio, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Who is the author of It Ends With Us and It Starts With Us? A couple big books, a couple big movies.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'll say...
you just want to say sound bath?
I will say... I can't even come up with... Helen Keller.
Helen Keller.
God, that was terrible.
No, that's a good...
author? That's terrible.
That's an interesting...
That's terrible
I've never...
mean.
That's interesting.
Helen Keller?
Do we know who Helen... What she did? I'm just curious. Do you know what she's famous for?
Yes, we do.
Okay. No, okay. Yes. All right. You're right. I'm trying to think. And she sat down at her. My brain.
She just sat down at her typewriter and went at it. I'm Vanessa. All right. Here's your second question.
She was awesome.
She was awesome. She's good. Okay. What?
Shoot.
Shoot.
<So dumb. laughs>
Have you ever seen that? Never mind. There's a funny meme. Helen with their beloved cat mittens or whatever. Yep. Okay.
I'm going to look it up today.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What color was the pill that Neo takes in The Matrix?
Gosh. Red pill, blue pill. I don't know. We'll go red pill.
You want to go red? Are you sure you don't want to go blue? You're going red.
Jeremy.
Okay. I'm about to put you down for red.
Okay. I'm gonna go blue. Okay, I'm gonna
Are
go
you
blue.
Really?
If I lose, I'm blaming it on you.
So is that a final answer?
Yep, blue. Wait, I heard Josh go off.
No, he
I
does
didn't
that
say
all
a
the
darn
time.
Thing.
He was looking up that meme about Helen Keller.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, I want to do the blue.
You're okay. We're doing blue. What is Hillary Duff's estranged sister's name?
Duff's estranged sister? Hillary. Helen Keller.
Are we putting Helen Keller down again?
No idea.
All right, I put you down.
Oh. I'm so disappointed with
Why
this.
Why did you even call in today, Vanessa? You're not doing
yeah,
that.
Like, who knew that I was going to be talking about Hillary Duff and
All right, it's okay.
The Matrix? I mean, this is nothing. I sound like I'm complaining. I'm not.
You
I'm
know, you
to
are.
Be here.
A little bit. It's actually.
But I know that Katie likes to, like, let people win just to win. So maybe
no, she
she'll
doesn't.
Like...
She tries her hardest. Here's your fourth one. What brand had the slogan, once you pop, you can't stop?
Pringles.
Final answer?
Yeah, whatever.
All right. Your fifth. Yeah, we're at five. Fifth and final question. What disease does Michael J. Fox have?
Parkinson's. Is it Parkinson's? Yeah, I think so.
Final answer?
I'm going to try that. Yeah.
All right. Vanessa, I'm gonna put you on hold, okay? I think you need to relax for a minute. Take a breath.
Yeah, I need to take another sound bath.
All right, we brought Katie back in the studio. We got Vanessa back on the line. How do you feel like you did, Vanessa?
Well, I looked up my answers, and Jeremy, I'm mad at you.
No.
Don't give it away.
Oh.
Don't give it away.
What did you do, Jeremy?
I just asked her for final answer.
I was gone for five minutes.
Oh, boy. Are you ready to play, Katie?
I'm ready. I can't wait to see what this is.
I feel like things are really awkward right now.
Cheater.
I didn't cheat.
Did you cheat?
No, I didn't cheat.
Uh-oh.
All right. Who's the author of It Ends With Us and It Starts With Us?
Colleen Hoover. I
oh
love
my
those
goodness.
Books.
Now,
those are great books.
Vanessa said Helen Keller.
Oh, Vanessa!
Like, nothing would even come into my brain. It was so sad.
All the people in all of time, Helen Keller.
Was that or Adele?
Adele
probably would have had a bigger
Helen
chance.
Keller
but...
or Adele?
I'm trying to think of the girl who did Are You There, God, It's Me, Margaret. Judy Blume. I couldn't think of her name.
Judy Blume.
Yeah.
So, that would have been a better guess.
Helen Keller, Judy Blume, or Adele.
I concur.
Bless your heart, Vanessa. All right, second question. Buddy. Katie, what color was the pill that Neo takes in the movie The Matrix?
He takes the red one.
And yeah. Katie, that's what I said, and then he says, are you sure? And he plants a seed of doubt in me, and then I changed my answer, so keep that in mind.
You coaxed her into picking the blue pill?
I even after that, I go, are you sure? Is that your final answer?
Oh, well, you confused her. No. Now I see why she thinks
it was more like, are you sure?
Oh.
It was more like...
Always go with the gut. The gut feeling.
Yeah, I know. I learned.
Don't listen to Jeremy. That's a good lesson to live
by. Yep.
What is Hillary Duff's estranged sister's name?
Haley. They had that song.
Oh my gosh.
Our lips are sealed, right? Like they had that song they sang
Vanessa.
Together. Yes.
Vanessa.
I really pooped the bed.
I think they redid the Go-Go song.
You want to know what Vanessa said?
What?
Helen Keller.
I'm consistent.
Yeah. You're mad at me for saying, are you sure?
I doubled down.
She said, if I say it every time, it's bound to be right.
Exactly.
Fourth question. What brand has the slogan, once you pop, you can't stop?
Oh, that's a food one. Pringles. Just had some Pringles last night.
Vanessa said Pringles.
Yay, Vanessa! Yay!
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, go you. Okay, in your fifth and final question, what disease does Michael J. Fox have?
Oh, Parkinson's.
And yeah. Vanessa also said,
which is so sad.
I don't want to clap.
Kind
for that.
Of a downer
okay.
question.
Yeah, that's
at the end.
He made a little cameo in that shrinking show that I'm watching with Harrison Ford.
Oh, I love that show.
Oh, yeah,
because
yeah,
Harrison Ford
that.
Has Parkinson's in it, and oh. Michael J. Fox was in it. We're like, man, Michael J. Fox! Oh my god,
Michael J. Fox! Oh my god.
Okay, so Katie got 5. Even if I gave you the pity point and went back on the blue red pill, you would have only had 3, Vanessa.
But your conscience would be relieved.
I know.
I'll give you all this.
Because.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I still feel pretty fine. But listen, I'll give you the pity point. So,
okay,
you got 3, Katie got 5. You still got crushed by Katie Kay.
I got crushed.
I mean, I.
Go, Katie. Congratulations.
Thank
May the
you.
Best woman win.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
Oh, Vanessa, hang tight. 1 second. Josh did need to talk to you off the air really quick. So don't
Thank
go anywhere.
You.
But it was nice talking okay. with you. You have a great Monday.
Nice talking to you, too. Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye, Vanessa.
Hold on. Oh, Katie.
I know.
You sure about that?
Sometimes.
All
you
right.
put the seed of doubt in their head.
Noted.
Like,
I'll never do that again.
Man.
All right. That's it. Congratulations, Katie.
Thank you.
You won again.
Thank you.
We're going to get out of here. Big Rob is coming up next. Goes commercial free for about 90 minutes right around 11:30. So make sure you flip Mix 100 on there at the office. Other than that, we're going to go plan tomorrow's show and get a snack because I'm hungry. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning with
Sounds
Jeremy,
like some I'd say.
Katie, and Josh here at Mix 100. Bye-bye.
See ya.